leaders of several Democratic groups predicted protests and other forms of unrest if Charlotte City Council members vote for the city to host the Republican National Convention in 2020. The groups held a press conference today in front of the Government Center to voice their opposition. WFAE's Gwendolyn Glynn was there and filed this report.
About 30 Democrats gathered in front of the Government Center just before the crucial City Council vote, holding signs that said no RNC and CLT. Most of the speakers' opposition to the convention centered on President Trump, New South Progressives President Sebastian Fisiluk.
The president has stated numerous times negative rhetoric, racist and xenophobic comments. His policies continue to reflect that. It's something that our city does not need.
North Carolina Democratic National Committee member Ray McKinnon says they respect Mayor Vi Lyles and other Democrats on the council, but part ways with them when it comes to the Republican convention.
We didn't work our butts off to get Democrats elected just so they could roll over for Republicans. It's time to say no.
The mayor has said the RNC will be an economic boom for businesses and the hospitality industry, but former state Senator Malcolm Graham says in light of the policies pushed by the Trump administration, the issue goes beyond economics.
It's about whether or not we will push back on racism, whether or not we're going to push back on discrimination, whether or not we're going to push back on hatred, lies, white supremacy, the free press being called the enemy of the people, a terminology that Joe Stalin used. An affirmative vote today equates to silence and indifference.
A few Republicans stood on the sidelines carrying large party flags. Reverend Raymond Johnson of South Carolina, a Democrat, held a large wood sign calling for support of the mayor and the RNC in Charlotte.
I got members of my church and the Baptist Association there, they're all Republican. So I want them to hear their side.
Johnson blew off predictions of mass protest if the RNC is held in Charlotte and pointed to the city's smooth handling of the Democratic National Convention in 2012. But Graham and others say the mood of the country has changed dramatically since then and has become much more divisive, which they blame on President Trump. For WFAE News, I'm Gwendolyn Glynn.